Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with veteran jazz saxophonist, flautist, and composer Steve Schlegel. He talked to us about his new 2022 CD called Ballads, Into the Heart of It. And we caught up with him to talk at length about this project and how he went about constructing the pieces individually. It was not fueled by the COVID pandemic, but it was made in a time that is welcome for new quality music, and Steve always does that. Enjoy the conversation.
Hey, it's great to talk to you again. I hear you got some new material, Ballads Into the Heart of It. Talk to me a little bit about the new project.
Yeah, so it's coming, actually dropping this weekend, and so radios have gotten a little bit earlier, and it's a, something I started really conceiving over the summer of last and figured we'd be all in the clear by the time we recorded it in the fall. But once again, the old virus made things a little sticky, and we got the recording done, and I'm really happy with it. It's different than anything I've ever done before. It's not your typical ballads record.
Talk to me a little bit about, you know, obviously the pandemic and what we're living through is fueling the way people are creating things. How did this time period influence this album? You're saying it sounds a little bit different than, you know, you would expect. How did this time period influence this project?
Well, you know, Joe, that's really a question for the last record, Nascentia. This record has very little to do with that. It's really just that I wanted to do a record that keeps in a similar mood or feeling condition throughout the whole record, that is what you'd say calm or more of a ballad nature. And so maybe that is a reflection on the franticness of today, but really it wasn't anything that's on my mind. It's purely a musical project, and it could come out even if all the vaccinations had been vaccinated and everyone was 100% healthy, I'd still be making this record. The last record was directly tied up to the pandemic. This one isn't.
Talk to me a little bit about the tracks on this album. How did you pick it? How did you go about kind of stitching this one together?
I wanted to use Richard Sussman on orchestrations because he's a longtime friend and a great, great orchestrator and arranger in his own for any combinations. And we've known each other a long time. He's a pianist, teaches at Manhattan School of Music, I'm not going to call it electronic music, but things related to using synthesizers, and he's an expert on that. And so I wanted to use them for orchestrations for some of this, and then I also wanted to have trumpet, and one of my first call was to call Randy Brecker. I wanted to have trumpet on some of it to add to my quartet, and so some of them have Randy on them, and some of them have Richard doing orchestrations, which sounds like a full orchestra because it's sampled orchestra sounds, and we worked pretty hard on both ends of that, and then there's a few even, surprises in between those things.
What are you ultimately hoping the listener gets from this experience?
Enjoyment, pleasure, music, and a good feeling, and really sustained feeling, or at least a like watching a movie where the plot of the movie progresses, but it has a definite plot to it, and I guess you could call it film noir feeling. But I honestly, Joe, I don't do something with the expectations of what someone else might get from it. I hope they enjoy it. You know, I don't really have, honestly, a preconceived idea of what I hope a listener gets. I think there's hopefully enjoyment and musical experience, but for me it's kind of like a film noir or something, this ballad record. It's like a plot that develops slowly and, you know, ends with a bang. We called it nine ballads in a burner, and each one is completely different. It's not like your typical ballads record, as I kind of explained before. Each cut is kind of done in different ways, and yet they all are tied into the fact that they are slow ballad songs, but other than that, it's definitely not your father's ballad record.
Right on. That's exactly what I wanted. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Joe, I'm really happy that you got it and Neon Jazz is playing it. You know, radios are the greatest thing these days because of the fact that most everything else is shut down as far as live music, although we are playing. You know, we have a gig at Dizzy's coming up in the month of March and a gig at Small's coming up in the month of February, which is just next weekend, and also at Birdland later in the spring. So staying around New York because it's pretty difficult to travel right now, but it's not impossible and there will be things coming up travel-wise, but it's kind of been knocked back a loop that we didn't expect with this variant hitting everybody. And it hasn't just affected me, but it's affected everybody's work situation. But luckily, it doesn't affect radios and people listening to the music over the airwaves. So I really appreciate
Absolutely.
It. And whatever cuts you like, let me know. I'm always interested in what catches your ear.
Absolutely. Yeah, I will let you know. And again, thank you. Good luck with everything and with the album. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Thank
man.
You.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Steve for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.